Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amarias, who should yichyu. The schus of Yitzhak ben Bracha, Rav Moshe ben Reisel, Rav Yosef ben Chana, and Rav Shai ben Leah. And I just want to clarify something I said in a previous shir. We spoke about that Agag went Ma'adanos before he was killed by Shmuel. And we said, what is Ma'adanos? Like a gentleman. Lashon Pinuk, Ma'adan, it was pleasant for him. And we said that that's the, because he realized that there's no, it's all in the hands of God anyway. There's no free choice. That's why it was Ma'adanos. But what I didn't mention was that the other parish of Ma'adanos, this is based on Maran Rosh Yeshiva, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, the other parish of Ma'adanos is that he was kosher b'shal shalosh shel barzil. He was tied up with chains. So they brought, they were all together. It was a pinuk and he was tied with chains, meaning the pinuk is that he's tied with chains. What makes it so pleasurable is that, yeah, there's no meaning anyway. It's all up to God. There's no human free will. So I didn't make that point clear. So now I'm making it clear. B'siyata d'shmaya. And now we are going to move forward in our Purim Shiurim. B'siyata d'shmaya. In Chazal, it says in Shmos Rabbo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Melech HaKavod, because he gives kavod to those who fear him. God's called Melech HaKavod, because he gives kavod, he gives honor to those who fear him. A Melech Basibdam, you don't ride in his source and you don't sit in his chair. But Shlomo Melech, Yashav HaKisei Hashem, was sitting on God's throne. So you see how God gives kavod to his Nevarim. And the and here in the Megillah, we have a parasha of kavod HaTzadik, like it says, Kachi Yaseh Lishar Melech HaFetz Bikor, this is what you do to a person, that the king desires his honor. We have to understand. Question is, Ma'al Asos Yakar Gedula? It was asked from Haman. Why was Dafka Haman the one asked how to give kavod to the tzaddik? And then he gives the answer. Yavil Levush Malchus, give the king's clothing, the king's horse. All came from Haman. Why is that? As in Yankan Chozer, Likar Avchana Betor Yirei Av, Kadosh Baruch Hu, those who fear God are called Yireim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives those people kavod. Because they are mizgabir on their nisyonos, that's what it says. She'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nekam melech kavod she'chagalei kavod li'rayav. That's the Medrash. Why does he give kavod to those who fear him? Because they're all made b'nisayon. They withstand the test of Melchemes HaYetzer. And they're mizgabir al koach hara. And they overcome the powers of evil. And therefore they deserve kavod. Now when Mordechai doesn't bow down to Haman, Han himself is ma'ir this kavod that's coming to Mordechai. Because the need of Yireyev of Mordechai is now revealed. And therefore, since the kavod is coming through Haman, by Mordechai not bowing down to him, so he's the one who also says, how to be mechabit Haman, Mordechai. Because the Mordechai gets this Torah of Yireyev, and Hashem gives kavod to Yireyev. He got the Yireyev because he's not bowing down to Haman. So the male Haman's the one giving him the kavod. Haman says in his heart, "Lemi yachbot samech lasis yakar yisrael." Man, who's the king in honor more than me? Because he was the one who was created for kavod. Through him, the kavod's going to come to the Yireyev, just not to him. It's going to come through him to someone else. Now his shlichus is done, and then he's gone. And the whole tzara was just to be megala this kavod. And all these kochos hara are here to be megala this, to reveal this kavod. And that's what it says in Chazal. Yavav Nebuchadnezzar, Yavav Chanan Mishal Vazar, Shalosh Tachal Vatzelim. Nebuchadnezzar is going to be made on Vazar 3a. And Chanan Mishal Vazar, they didn't bow down to the Tzelim. Dayavish is going to be made on Daniel, etc. Vidaban B'Yisrael Shekim was called Torah Kula. In other words, that's the sort of nafuchu. Sof Machshav Maishet Chila. In other words, Sof Maishet Machshav Chila. In the end, all the tzara that the Goyim gave us, that we had to withstand the test, is to show our Yiras Hashem, which brings us kavod. And therefore, the Goyim themselves give us kavod. And that's why this whole parsha of a kavod vasus come in the emsa, in the middle of the Seder HaYeshua. You don't need this for the Yeshua with the suit, with the horse, and the clothing. Just to be Mevazah Haman. Why was it dafka part of the Sipur HaYeshua? The story of the salvation. The answer is that here's where Megala the Sherish of Anafrichu. But originally, they try to take all the kavod for themselves, and it ends up all coming to Klal Yisrael. Hashem is the Melech HaKavod. Obviously, we give all of our kavod, we give it back to Him. But He, Berov Tuvo, gives us kavod. We're Yireyav, He gives us His kavod. Shlomo Yashav Al Kisei Hashem. Mr. Hashem, hopefully we'll discuss this more in another shir. Also says by Bilam, Amarti Kaberech Habetcha Vinei Menocha Hashem Yikavod. Balak says, I said I'm going to be mechabit you, and God prevents you from getting kavod. Because the whole essence of Bilam is that he came to the world to be Megalek Vodin Shal Yisrael. From somebody on the outside. So writes the Maharal and say for Netzach, Perek and Zayin. And his klala was that everything was turned around. It's not hechitim seba alma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Jewish people to be cursed. No. Bilam comes to the world that there should be a hipuch, that his klala should be turned into a bracha. See also the nusach of Atavas Chalom, we say Beis Berkas Kohanim. So that's the soda davar here. These people who try to be Makalal Yisrael, try to be Mizam Mavazi Yisrael, in the end they bring out the kavod. That's the tachas of Bilam, the tachas of Haman. And those are the psichos, the openings that we have in Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud Amud Beis. Those are the psukim that tell us what's the essence of the Megillah is. In other words, what's the abstract idea? What's the concept behind this whole event? And what's going to be revealed? And there's one pasuk there, Kohelet 2:26. To the sinner, he gave the interest to gather, to bring in. That's Haman. Haman just wanted to get a lot of stuff. To give good before God. In other words, to give it to Mordechai and Esther. Haman had got all this covered and he ended up giving it to Mordechai and Esther. That's the Yisod of the Megillah. And that's the Inyan of the Pasuk. Yachin Roshav Yilbasad. The Roshav prepares it and the Tzaddik wears it. Eov 27:17. See the Maral, the Psichal Rosh Chodesh. And also later on in the Pasuk Gimel, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. There, Yachin Roshav, the Roshav prepares it, Yilbas Tzaddik, and Tzaddik wears it. The Hippuch of all the Kavod going from, given from the Rishon to the Tzaddikim. And therefore Rashi brings Al-Bias HaMalik as a Drash, Boz Zodon V'yavu Kolon. What does that mean? Baz Zodon V'yavu Kolon im Shikarta B'mishkalos. Comes wantonly and brings embarrassment. If you're a Mishakar B'mishkalos, Yavu Asani Azeh. If you're false, if you have false weights, false measures, then this hater is going to come. Kikol Atzma Shal Mishkalos U'maznaim U'sha HaKovet Shal Ach Echad Nimdod V'nishal G'fi Ma Shepoel Neged HaKovet Shal Atzad Hasheni. What's the purpose of these weights? That we weigh the other thing against the weights. That's how we find out how much the other thing weighs. And that's interesting. Yakar and Kavod. Kavod is its own independent chashivus. Yakar is its chashivus in the context of something else. For example, comes the yakar. In other words, how much do I have to pay for this? That's yakar. Why is that yakar? It's a yakar meod, we say in modern Hebrew. It's very expensive. This means very expensive. It means you have to pay a lot for it. Because the chashivus is measured by how much you have to give for it. And that's what yakar is. And then it all goes back to the kavod, obviously. If you're paying a lot for it, then it's a very mechubadika thing. That's why you're giving it honor. It's kavod, it's kaved, it's heavy, it's weighty. So therefore, since the Jews were mishakab and mishkalos bazadein, in other words, they didn't have the proper yakar, because the whole thing of mishkalos is about yakar, it's about how valuable this is, and then if you have false weight, so then you're giving the wrong value of it, you're giving it the wrong covet, mela bakolin, so comes this embarrassment. And that's Belavush HaMalek. Because that's HaMalek's job in this world. HaMalek's job in this world is to bring the proper yakar. So if we are acting properly, then HaMalek gives us the kavod, gives us the yakar. But if we're not, we're false with our weights, then comes HaMalek to make it right, and they come to punish us. He said, Malik is here to establish Yoker. Therefore, since this whole Yeshua comes from a place which includes the whole Mahalach of Tov and Ra, of good and bad, the whole purpose of the bad is to bring kavod to the good, ultimately show that the good deserves the kavod, deserves the yakar. Even when the light of the morning comes and we have the gula, it's not going to be batal. Because this is the root of light and darkness bechlal. The whole root of light and darkness is that the darkness is there to bring out the light. And in Mela, since it's the root, it's never going to be batal. Okay, we still obviously have more to say about Purim. Please stay tuned and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.